Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 24 Mphalakazi 2021 ngo Praxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Dingakala nje umuntu wathinga ukuyimaski kwakho okuncane okungafikile edola abe sevala. Ngokwenza nje into encane kanjalo uyakwansi ukubangela ukureduce ama-infection ngama thousands lama infections ngoba ukwazi ukuziphatha ngendlela njalo elungileyo. So okuncane wena esukwenza ukwenze.
Lanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla, elabalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka.
Thina siyakhona abenkaya labe center. Akula business la. Amabhasi maningi kakhulu asilamali. Sithathe abantu ama-100 rand. Amaphoyisa asihlupha futhi asithathela imali.
Iningi labantu bakobulawayo lokho lisendleleni emabhasini loba ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday sihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi lo mculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uMpilo Dube ehamba leqembu lakhe le-The Family Praise Music. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Lanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla eZimbabwe, elabalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka. Kunje bengamashumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 abalahlekelwe impilo ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Okukhweze inani lasebebulewe yileli gciwane kwabazinkulungwane eziphansi kwezinhlanu 4,855. Lokhe lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho nyakenye. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abezempilakahle bathi leli nani selikhuphulwa yikuyekethisa kwabantu ekulandeleni isiqondiso zokuzivikela ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lohlobo olusabalala lula olwe-Omicron. Umsekeli kamphathintambo wezempilakahle uDr. John Mangwiro uxwayisa uzulu ukuba azinakekele lokuzilondoloza okwesibanga esiphezulu.
Maintaining optimal hand hygiene. We all know that.
Sibone ukuba izandla zethu zihlanzekile isikhathi sonke ngokwesibanga esiphezulu. Sonke siyazi ukuba izandla zethu zilakho ukusabalalisa imikhuhlane eminingi kakhulu.
Okugcizelelwe ngudokotela Mandela Ncube, yena osekusigaba sakugcina sokuphutsha izifundo zakhe e-University of Zimbabwe.
Dingakala nje umuntu wathinga ukuyimaski kwakho okuncane okungafikile edola abe sevala. Ngokwenza nje into encane kanjalo uyakwansi ukubangela ukureduce ama-infection ngama thousands lama infections ngoba ukwazi ukuziphatha ngendlela njalo elungileyo. So okuncane wena esukwenza ukwenze.
Unkosikazi Sindiso Mdlongwa wakobulawayo uveza ukukhathazeka ngalesi simo.
Sabe sile fee yokuthi siyevakatshela nalezihlobo ezabe zivela kwamanye amazwe. Ngoba abanye bakhona abavaccinatwanga and asisalaleli imithetho esiyiphiwe. Akusela social distance, akusela kugqoka imaski, asisasebenzisi le-sanitizer.
Sebephezu kwenkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 201,344, asebatholakala bele-coronavirus selokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo nyakenye. Abedlula kancinyane inkulungwane ezilikhulu lengxenye babo 151,309 ngababa lenhlanhla yokusinda kulomkhuhlane kuthi abafika phose inkulungwane ezinhlanu babo 4,855 balahlekelwa ngumphefumulo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Abantu bakobulawayo lokhe lisendleleni loba emabhasini ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya lokulinda umnyaka omutsha bendawonye labomdeni. Kungakhathalekile lokungamanga kuhle komnotho welizwe kanye lokukhwaza ngolaka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Lanxa ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lokhu lukhwaza ngolaka, iningi labantu lokhu liphithizela. Sikhuluma nje bezama ukuthi liphuma ilanga kusasa, babe sebesekhaya ukuyahlanganela labomdeni ngekhisimusi, bemelela njalo ukuqhamuka kweminyaka, besamukela umnyaka omutsha bendawonye. Umchayeli wemota ezincane ezithwala abantu, umnumzana Methuseli Ncube, uthi yebo bayahamba abantu kodwa ibhizimusi liphansi.
Thina siyakhona abenkaya la besenta, akula business la, amabhasi maningi kakhulu asilamali, sazi abantu ama-100 rand, amapolisa asihlupha futhi asithathela imali.
Umnini webhasi umnumzana Samuel Shumba uvumelane lo Ncube.
Hayi, ukuhamba bayahamba but abalutshwane, but as compared to amanye ama-Christmas ale iwaysele abantu abaningi. Asikwazi ukuthi abantu abanamali kumbe kuyini. Hayi, business iphansi. Sijala ukuthi amanye amalanga i-24 abantu bayasala emarenkini, sizobathatha futhi i-25 manje akwakathi esingabona kulabana.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo unkosikazi Phumuzile Ndlovu uthi kunzima ukuya ekhaya, wesaba ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Sesaba lokuphuma siye banganini siyezikhupha nje.
Iningi liphakathi kokuhamba, kuthi abanye sebefikile lapho abaya khona, sekuhlatshwe imbuzi, inkomo, inkukhu lokunye okuhlukeneyo. Abantu bekhanyelele ukuthakazelela ilanga lakusasa lekhisimusi elithakazelelwa mhla zingama-25 ngompalakazi, elithakazelelwa ngamakholwa amaningi ngoba limumethe imbali eqinisa ukholo lwabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikwabulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje uZulu ukhuthazwa ukubana akhumbule abaswelayo ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi. Lokhu kuvele lapho kunikezwa intandane labagugileyo impahla zekhisimusi ngabenhlanganiso ye-Peace Charity Home enyandeni eGwanda North. Walbert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ekhuluma emcimbini wekhisimusi oqoqelwe intandane labagugileyo, unkosazana Saneliso Dube ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Peace Charity Home uthi ukuqhamuka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 sekudale ukuqonga kwenani labantu abadinga usizo. Ungakho uZulu kumele akhumbule laba baleminwe emfitshane ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Njengoba ubona ukuthi i-COVID inje, abantu abaningi basendlaleni eningi kakhulu ngenxa yale COVID. So ngicabanga ukuthi la wathi sebedatshukelwe, hhayi kule khisimusi, kungumusa kaNkulunkulu kubo.
Okugcizelelwe unkosazana Samukeliso Ncube othi lo mkhuhlane we-COVID sujiye sekule ntandane eziningi ezidinga usekelo.
Abantwana sibabonile badatshukelwe, abaningi abalalu uncedo abalutholayo, sibabone bejabula kakhulu xa kade benikezwa lezi zinto. So sicela ukuthi anyone ongakwanisa ukuthi athole anything afake la isandla.
Umnumzana John Moyo uthi njengezakhamizi bayawuncoma lo msebenzi.
Ngibona lakade nankwana ukuthi impahla kugcwele phandle akade kunika abantu izipho, siyasibonga.
Osakhulayo uShailene Mpofu uveze ujabulo okhulu ngemva kokuthola isipho sakhe.
Ngathi bekuncomeka kodwa basizile abantwaneni abahluphekayo ukuzinika izipho njengezigqoko lezicathulo.
Iningi lithi lonyaka ikhisimusi izadlula nje njengawo wonke amalanga ngenxa yokumamanzonzo kwezomnotho kanye lokuqhamuka kwegciwane le-coronavirus elidale ukuthi iningi lilahlekelwe imisebenzi. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisenyandeni eGwanda North, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Loba nje iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe liye ekhaya ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane. Abanye basele eGoli kwele-South Africa ngesikhathi ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-Omicron kusidla amahabulo. UThuso Khumalo ukhuluma labeZimbabwe laba ngabazabe bekwenza kusasa ngekhisimusi.
Sekusela amahola ambalwa ukuthi luqale usuku lwekhisimusi kodwa kumemetheka ngesiqubu kohlobo legciwane le-corona i-omicron kwele-South Africa kuqhubeka kudundubeza injabulo yabeZimbabwe abaningi abazadlalela ikhisimusi eGoli. Abahlaselwa ligciwane le-omicron ngosuku kwele-South Africa badlalela kuzinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili around 20,000. Lokhu sekulethe uvalo kwabaningi njengoba ikhisimusi ijatshulelwa ngokuhlangana abantu bebaningi begida besidla lokunatha amanamunede lamanzi amponjwana. Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu kwele-South Africa, uMnumzana Kanisha Sinkala, ngomunye wabangahambanga ekhaya ukuya kudla ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane. Yena-ke uthi ikhisimusi yalonyaka bazayidlalela evalweni ngoba sekungenzeka ithi kuphela omunye esebanjwe yi-corona.
Cela ukuthi abantu bazinanzelele kakhulu, abantu bangazi expose ukuthi bagcine belimala, ama-maski sigqoke, sikwazini ukuthi sisanitize, senze konke okufaneleyo because asifuni ukuthi iphela ilokhu zeni i-festive season nalesi layo siluze abantu abaningi.
Nakwelinicela imbongo elodumo uBongani Ncube uthi uzayidlalela endlini lemuli yakhe njengoba phandle kungathi uzalele ingwe.
Yes, bengifisa ukuthi ngiphume out siyebona abanye, but because of this thing i-corona I'll spend my time with my family sihlele endlini. I will just enjoy. We have bought few drinks, sizoziphuzela sitshisa inyama, we spend time endlini.
UMnumzana Gretman Mkhwebu yena uthi bazayidla bevika i-corona ngakwelinye icele bezibuza ukuthi iyozala nkomone ngonyaka ozayo njengoba uhulumende we-South Africa esemise kusebenza kumaphemithi ababewaphiwe.
Lo nyaka amphumelele ukuthi ngedla ikhisimusi lemuli yami labantwana ekhaya ngesizathu esiyazakala nje umhlaba wonke since kuhlasele i-COVID lapha. So ngiyesaba ukuthi mangagijima lapha into mangifike e-border gate angazi nizahlangana nobani. Ngicine ngikutapile lami ukugula noma ngisuke enkini, ngicine lami sengifika ngithelela i-family ekhaya. So nje ngiyasho lo nyaka ikhisimusi ngizazidlela ngiyi-one ngizidlalela endlini. Khonokho enilakho ngiyidle nilale ngoba just nje ilanga eliyi-one.
Isikhulumeli senkosi uBulelani kaMzilikazi, uMnumzana Bonman Khumalo, uthi vele iningi ligcine lingasahambanga ekhaya hhayi ngoba bengafuni kodwa ngenxa yemigoqo ye-corona.
Iningi labantu abahambanga ngaleso sizathu ukuthi babe bezwelelo elokuvalelwa okwensuku ezilithumi. Kukhona nje i-message evele enkosini ethi Happy Christmas esizweni sonke kungakhathalekile ukuthi abantu bakuphi. Iyaqonqosela inkosi ukuthi abantu abalandela imithetho yona le ebekwayo ukuvikela impilo zabo lema-families abo. Hayi, Happy Christmas.
Bakhona bathi abasalesabi igciwane le-corona ngakho bazazijabulela santando bengaqize qhakala. Labo asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni lokuvikela i-corona bathi lobanje bezayidla bezivikela ukwesaba kwabo kunganeno. Uhulumende kwele-South Africa ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi enqabe ukuya emagigini alabantu abaningi njalo umuntu wonke aqhubeke elandela zonke indlela zokuzivikela ukorona. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele-South Africa, nginguTuso Khumalo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lo-COVID-19 kanye-ke lamalungiselelo okwamukela ikhefu lekhisimusi okulilanga lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo, owayengukapteni weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu uBenjani Marowaro uthi iligi yabasakhulayo aseyiqalile izathuthukisa kabanzi umdlalo wenguqu kweleZimbabwe. Intetheli zindaba yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanju usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ikhuluma ngesikhathi evakatshele iHighlanders Sports Club lapho kube kulo mcimbi wokubonga inkokheli yomdlalo wenguqu elodumo uNdumiso Gumede uMaruwaru uthe kudala kwakule midlalo yabasakhulayo eyayidlalelwa ezakhiweni zikamasipala wedolobho lakoBulawayo ezibizwa kuthiwa kuseclub ezitholakala phose kuwo wonke amalokishi njalo yiyo acabangiwe ukuyiphendukisa.
Ngikhule ngidlala kuligi yemidlalo yomphakathi engasadlalwayo kathesi njalo ngikubone kukuhle ukuba ngiphendukise leyo league. Lokhu ngikwenzela abantwana loba kungayisibo bodwa abazaphathiseka, kodwa mina ngifuna ukuba kube khona inhlelo ezokuthuthukisa umdlalo ngoba yizo ezingenze ngaba khona.
I-league yeBenjani Mwariwari Community Youth League yethulwe kuZulu okusemthethweni ngeviki edluleyo edolobheni lakoBulawayo, lapho uMwariwari ahle athatha ithuba lokutshengisa uZulu iqembu leMagwegwe City Football Club. Iqembu leMagwegwe City yilo elibingela kuqala ukubhalisa ku-league yeBenjani Mwariwari Community League, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuba amanye amalokishi lawabumbi amaqembu azakuba yingxenye yayo leyi-league. UMwariwari uthi ufuna ukuqeda umkhuba wokukhangela abadlali sebevele sebevuthiwe obhakileyo kwele Zimbabwe.
You know, in this country the only one
kwelakithi kuqakathekiswa abadlali abavele sebeqeqetshiwe. Singananzeleli ukuba nxa singavele sehluleke ukuba lolonga kuhle besesebancane siyabe sesiyilahlile. Iligi leyi iza kuba la maqembu angafika alichumi lasithupha kumbe alichumi lathoba mine mbili, njalo sifuna ukufundisa konke inkokheli abonompembe kanye labadlali.
UMwariwari uqhubekele phambili wathi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi iligi yakhe igcine isitholakala kumagumbi amana welizwe laseZimbabwe, njalo labadlali kanye lenkokheli bathole amathuba okuphuma bake baye kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso ezisekela uhlelo lwakhe lolu ngezibalisa e-Adachi yase-Australia, yona ephathise ngamadola asemelika zinkulungwane ezingamachumi amahlanu eyenyaratso kanye leyemukuru. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, ingu-Joseph Njanji.
Okwamanje wothi sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende kwelemelika. Ikhefu lekhisimusi elinanzwa mhlaka 25 Mpalakazi minyaka yonke likhefu eliqakathekileyo kumakholwa esiKristu, lapho abathakazelela ukuzalwa kwendodana kaNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu. Igama lokuthi Christmas libunjwa ngamabala amabili athi Christ leMass, okuyinkonzo yamakatoliki. Leli langa kodwa libikwa kungela bufakazi obucacileyo bokubana ngempela uJesu wazalwa ngalelo langa. Kodwa ngomhlaka 25 Mpalakazi ubikwa wakhethwa eminyakeni engamakhulu amabili edlileyo zingcwethi zemfundiso yokholo lwesiKristu kumbe ezeBhayibhili ngaleso sikhathi ngomnyaka ka-221 AD. Kwathatha eminye iminyaka elikhulu kubana leli langa lemukeleke ngamakholwa wonke esiKristu emhlabeni jikelele ukuba likhefu lokunanza ukuza kukaJesu emhlabeni. Lokhu abanye bathi mhlawumbe lemukeleka kungenxa yokuba lisiba ngesikhathi sinye lapho ukuthakazelelwa khona ezinye izehlakalo zokholo lwesiKristu okufana lokunanza kwabohlobo lwama-Romans ikhefu ele Saturnalia kanye lele Dies Solis Invictinati, okutsho ukubana ukuzalwa kwelanga elinganqotshwayo, the day of the birth of the unconquered sun. Usuku lukamhlaka 25 Mpalakazi lwaqalisa ukukhanya embalini yempilo zabantu ngomnyaka ka-336 AD ngesikhathi sombuso kaConstantine, owaba umkhokheli wama-Romans wakuqala owayelikholwa lesiKristu, the first Christian Roman Emperor. Kuningi osokuthe kwaguquka kusukisela ngaleso sikhathi. Eminye imikhubakhuba ngaleli langa ilahlwa kulondolozwa eminye kuze kube manje, okulenza libe likhefu eliqakathekiswa ngamazwe amaningi womhlaba. Umkhuba wokuphana izipho phakathi kwabomndeni labangane kubikwa kwaqala ngabo-15th century. Kuthi-ke ukufakwa ezindlini kwezihlahla zekhisimusi ezivuka zilezipho phansi kwazo, i-Christmas tree, kubikwa kwaqala ngomnyaka ka-1605. Okwamanje leli langa seliqakathekiswa ngumuntu wonke olikholwa labangasimakholwa asebebeka phansi konke abakwenzayo batshone begwejise labomndeni, ikakhulu abantwana labazukulu. Lolo-ke bekuludaba oluveza umbono kahulumende welemelika.
Kichi waza Friday.
Viki uhlelo Woza Friday sihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi elakusasa silomculo wengoma zonke ngokholo uMpilo Dube ehamba leqembu lakhe ele The Family Praise Music bonake bacula bekobulawayo asizweni bexoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Amazwe sebengene kuKhisimusi. Thina namhla sihlangabeza usuku lokuzalwa kuka Jesu Kristu sinentombi yakoDube.
Izalwa esigodini eNswazi ngowesibili eMulini. Ngifunde eNswazi Primary School leNswazi High School. Ngiqale ezomculo ngo-2019. Igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni ngelithi Mpilo Dube and Family Praise Music.
Esidengene kwezomculo uMpilo. Pho yena unamadlalati amangaki?
I-album yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2019 ibititled isithi is time to praise. Ngiyenze lo Furican as uproducer wengoma lezo. Phakathi kwe-album leyo yokuqala ingoma eyahluphayo ingoma ethi Ulobubele. Lethi ngiyabonga, lethi animbonanga.
Abaculi bonke abaningi kukhona la abamnika umdlandla kwamenza wafuna ukwengena kwezomculo.
Umculo wang inspire kakhulu ekuculeni Rebecca Malope, lo Deborah Fraser, lo Benjamin Dube. Yiba abaculi abangi inspire ukuthi la mize ngiqalise ezomculo. Mina ingoma ngiyazibhalela, ngizibhala futhi according to the Bible, ngihlabela ingoma according to amaverse eBhayibhelini.
Isikhathi silomona Madube ulelizwi bani kubalaleli singena kuKhisimusi kunjenje?
Ngomnyaka ophelileyo ka-2020 ngikhiphe isingle song yami ethi Malusi nguJesu ethakazelelwe ngabantu kakhulu. I-albhamu yami entsha engikhiphileyo kathesi ithi Angilamahloni ngiyo likhangele le ngoma ezinjengezithi Angilamahloni Jesu nguye uyingcwele. Izatholakala ku-YouTube ku-akhawunti ethi Family Praise Music. Ekucineni kwako konke ngithanda ukuthi libe le Khisimusi enhle lo mnyaka omuhle cha omuhle, liphephe ezingozini, ligeze izandla, social distancing kule coronavirus.
Siyabonga Madube ngempela ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubhahile kulezi nsuku. Kumele abantu bananzelele. NguMpilo Dube esilayo kuhlelo Woza, Woza Friday. Ngithi happy, happy, happy and Merry Christmas kini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Yeah.
ke ehlukana isihlobo othe sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Lanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla, abalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka. Iningi labantu bakobulawayo lokhu lisendleleni emabhasini loba ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uMpilo Dube. Seligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Ngimeleke umsakazo wonke weStudio 7. Ngithi balaleli baka Studio 7 libe lekhisimusi elithukela njalo ebusisiweyo. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.